This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the 2024 election year around the world, more people are voting for leaders than in any previous year. Mexico just elected Claudia Sheinbaum, a decorated climate scientist who will be Mexico's first female and Jewish president. India, the world's most populous country at 1.2 billion people, just re-elected Prime Minister Modi to a rare third term. This year, there are dozens of countries holding elections. Taiwan, Indonesia, and South Africa have already done so. Britain will vote on July 4th, and the U.S. presidential election will be the last major one on November 5th. In Montana, the primary election was held Tuesday, June 4th, with election results available at the Montana Secretary of State website, sos.mt.gov. In Glacier National Park in northwest Montana, snowplows are working to reach Logan Pass, but the park's high country is hanging on to winter. Snowplow crews on the Going to the Sun Road have encountered the most snow in the park's alpine reaches since 2011. The road's full opening to Logan Pass remains weeks away. Through May, wintry weather and cool temperatures buffeted Glacier National Park's alpine reaches, challenging snowplow crews tasked with clearing the Going to the Sun Road that tops out on the Continental Divide at Logan Pass. Crews are now working to clear the visitor center's parking lot, exhume buildings, and unburden the park's precipitous mountain byway of the Big Drift, the last major obstacle in the quest to clear the road for summer. A colossal snowbank located just east of Logan Pass, the Big Drift currently towers 80 feet above the roadbed at precipitous angles, dwarfing the fleet of plows working to clear a route through thousands of tons of snow. The 20-person road crew made progress after a storm system over Memorial Day weekend delivered more than 3 feet more snow to the park and hammered the east side with gusting winds. Since May 13th, 34 avalanches have crashed onto the Going to the Sun Road, reburying segments of the roadbed in deep snow and debris, and requiring crews to begin again the task of clearing the snow. At 6,600 feet, Logan Pass often continues to accumulate snow during the month of May. What's been unusual about this spring is that freezing temperatures have preserved the existing snowpack as spring storms continue to add to it. This year, the snowpack in Glacier's high country is the deepest since 2011, the Flathead's deepest winter since 1997. It's a similar story on the east side of the Continental Divide, where road crews spent much of April clearing the Many Glacier and Two Medicine areas of snow before beginning on the section of the Sun Road from St. Mary to Logan Pass. Visitors can now drive on 29 miles of the iconic highway, 15.5 miles from the west entrance to Avalanche, and 13.5 miles from the St. Mary entrance to Jackson Glacier Overlook. Hiker and biker access is in full swing, although visitors should use extreme caution above the loop on the west side and Jackson Glacier Overlook on the east, as hazards are present, including rockfall and avalanches. 18 machine operators are currently at work clearing the Big Drift as well as digging out the buildings at Logan Pass and clearing the walkways, which remain buried in 8 to 10 feet of snow. 37 Montana communities will share a $1 million grant for plans to encourage housing affordability. The grant is funded through the Montana Department of Commerce's Montana Community Reinvestment Grant Program to plan infrastructure projects. In southwest and south central Montana, the city of Belgrade, the city of Billings, the town of Ennis, Gallatin County, Madison County, the town of Manhattan, Sheridan, and Three Forks will get money towards zoning and subdivision regulation updates. West Yellowstone will get $30,000 for a targeted area master plan for affordable housing. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.